This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for October 3rd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In the end, it wasn't the Civil Air Patrol, airborne magnetometers and FLIR, or hobbyists using Google Earth, but rather the random decision of a hiker to leave a marked trail that has ended the search for Steve Fawcett. Authorities have confirmed that the wreckage of a single-engine plane found against a mountainside in California is that of the Belankic Decathlon in which the millionaire adventurer made his final flight on September 6, 2007. Aerial spotters discovered the wreckage late Wednesday near the walking trail where hiker Preston Morrow had found Fawcett's FAA pilot ID card, his Soaring Society of America membership ID, and $1,005 in cash. A small sample of human remains has been found by searchers, and authorities say it will be enough for a DNA test that may bring Peggy Fawcett the closure for which she's hoping. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association charges the FAA supervisor at Flying Cloud Airport near Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a brazenly callous move on September 22nd when he allegedly turned his back on a trainee he was supervising to answer a cell phone call. The union says his trainee then mistakenly cleared an airport vehicle to cross a runway in front of a departing aircraft. FAA spokeswoman Elizabeth Isham Corey acknowledged the apparent operational error and says the FAA is reviewing the incident. She added the plane was stopped on the runway at the time and the truck was clear of the runway well before the aircraft started its ground roll. The union's Great Lakes Regional VP Brian Zalonis says that's not the point. Quote, "This is another case of FAA supervisors flaunting the agency's blatant and hypocritical disregard for safety. We're waiting with bated breath to see what, if anything, the FAA will do," unquote. Furthering its reputation for creativity in disposing of its airports, Chicago's Daley administration reports reaching a landmark agreement to privatize Midway Airport. Crane's Business Weekly reports the $2.52 billion winning bid represents the low end of a range predicted by market observers. But then this has also turned out to be a bad couple of weeks to get big deals financed. Robert Poole, director of transportation studies at the Reason Foundation, commented, quote, "That's actually more than I was expecting under current circumstances. It's a bet on the long-term future of Chicago," unquote. The winning bidder is Midway Investment and Development Corporation, a consortium consisting of YVR Airport Services Limited, City Infrastructure Investors of New York, and John Hancock Life Insurance Company of Boston. The FAA says regional airline American Eagle flew its planes in violation of federal weight and balance guidelines at least 19 times in the past 5 months. Citing sources in the aviation industry, ABC News reports the FAA's investigation began after the airline self-reported two incidents in which planes may have taken off outside accepted weight and balance envelope. American Eagle admits it's investigating several cases in which planes may have flown in violation of weight and balance, and that the faults were caused by discrepancies between manual baggage loading lists and the computer program used to calculate weight and balance. ABC quotes sources within the FAA in reporting the agency is now determining whether to impose fines or penalties on American Eagle. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA takes ADS-B comments again. A station error is down in Anchorage. And some Northwest employees may face long commutes after the merger. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Steve Borowski, manager of the Valkaria Airport in Florida, which is now moving ahead without its antagonistic advisory board. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. And have a clear and unlimited day.